Hi everyone, welcome to Socialize TV. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is a channel where we will be discussing many different topics. This commentary is based on my opinion only. Nothing should be taken as fact or personal. Stay tuned in and let's get started with today's video. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Socialize TV. As I was fixing my tea to help ease this congestion and sore throat that I have going on, I began to have a random thought about something, and it has a lot to do with what we are seeing happening with some of the celebrities that we have seen in the headlines as of late. And I couldn't help but ask myself a very fundamental question that I'm sure most people are asking these celebrities and possibly even asking themselves on a regular basis. And that question to me is, will we ever be satisfied? Will there ever be a time in life, if it's possible to have everything we want or everything that we ever wanted, will it be enough? Because I'm not sure that it will be. And the reason I say this is because I think about society and I think about the world and how there are so many stark differences with how people live. There is no middle ground as far as I'm concerned. You're either rich or you're poor. There's no in between. Now, there are varying degrees of how rich or how poor you are, but I don't think there is anything in the middle. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that for the people who have everything, it seems to me that these are some of the people who appear to be the most miserable. And I'll give several examples as to why I think this is so. The first example is when I watch shows like Dr. Phil and I see married couples who are having some really interesting but not original problems. And I can't help but to ask myself, what's really the problem here? And these are usually couples who are well off to do. They have a big house. They both make a lot of money, or the husband makes enough money for the woman to be the housewife. They have successful kids. All of them are in school. And yet somehow, some kind of way, one of them falls into a habit. They either have a drug problem or alcohol problem, and now it's ruining everything, and now they are looking for Dr. Phil to help them. And I know I said that really condescending, but seriously, I sometimes watch these people and I think to myself, why should I feel sorry for you? You had nothing else better to do than to develop an addiction because you didn't have any social problems, you didn't have any financial problems, you just, for some reason, felt unfulfilled. And so you looked for something to fill a void that obviously money could not fix. And now you are sabotaging every good thing that has ever happened to you. And you have people who are busting their behind every day to get to where you are. I have a hard time feeling sorry for these people. And the thing about it is that I've gotten to a point in my life where it's become really important to be, one, self-aware, and two, be able to take self-responsibility for things that you do. It's become increasingly important. And there are so many people who will have so much comfort into try to criticize you with what you do and don't do or how you do it, but they don't use that same energy to critique and work on themselves. It's just so much better to tear you down so that they can feel good about where they are, so that it can be a distraction from their dirt, so that they can throw stones from a glass house. That's how most people operate. And when I watch this show, sometimes even Dr. Phil will say to them, you know, like, at what point did they think this was a good idea, or did they not consider the consequences of their actions? And they're kind of like, well, I didn't know it'll get this bad. In what reality are you living in? And then they still end up being privileged with not only getting their hour of fame by being on the show, but they also get access to the top treatment facilities in the country, all expenses paid for, and all they got to do is just go. And for some reason, it's still a problem. It is the most frustrating thing in the world sometimes to watch, and I just can't even get through all of the episodes sometimes. I really can't. And sometimes I feel like when you have some people on there who are challenging some of the things that Dr. Phil is saying, he's so quick to shut them down and make them feel stupid. And when they're put on the spot like that, they have no choice but to nervously laugh it off because they can't say what they want to say because they're on national TV. And I don't be thinking that's fair. You can be an expert in something and still not have the answer to everything or the right answer for every problem. You're only human. And sometimes I find myself not agreeing with Dr. Phil, and I don't have any degrees in any of the fields that he has, but that doesn't mean that me disagreeing doesn't mean that my opinion isn't valid. So I said all that to say, again, you have some people where it's like they're financially well off to do it, and yet somehow they end up with an addiction and they want people to feel so sorry for them. Meanwhile, you have poor people where they need an addiction to cope with their living situation, and they're looked at as criminals. They're looked at as scum, as the scum of society. They're looked at as the most horrible people. At least they have an excuse. What's yours? You overdose on heroin because you just wanted to. You overdose on crack because you wanted to. You smoke weed because you want to feel You want to have social points. You want to get brownie points. That's why you do it. You drink to black out because you think that's the only way to have fun when you go out. I don't want to hear the excuses. I really don't want to hear it. It's nothing but an excuse. You have some deeper issues that need to be addressed. And the problem is that when you have addictions, it don't just affect you. It affects everybody around you. And when you have kids and you're a parent, you are failing them miserably. Not only are you being the worst possible role model, but you're not teaching them adequate coping skills to deal with the difficulties of life. Now, I'm not saying that because you're quote unquote rich or you're well off, that that means you won't ever have any problems. All I'm saying is that you have the resources to get the appropriate and relevant help to your problem. You don't, you're not in a position to have an addiction be the only cover-up or the only substitute for that issue. That's where my problem comes in. You chose that to be your option. But that's the thing. You had a choice and you had options. For people who are struggling, that is their only option. So it is a difference. It's just that just frustrates me to no end. The second example is what I think about these celebrities that have been in news lately, especially Summer Walker. Now, I don't know this woman personally, but I can just go by what she is saying on the internet herself and not anybody else speaking for her. Which the irony would be to have a publicist, to have someone speak on her behalf, especially considering the fact that she has supposed social anxiety. I have a lot of issues with her, and I will try to name them off really in no particular order, but as they're relevant to the situation. For one thing, we need to stop self-diagnosing so-called mental illnesses. Some things are just bad habits, and they have nothing to do with some type of neurological or biological imbalance. Period. That's just a flaw of our personality. That has nothing to do with that at all. That's just something you choose to do. So we need to stop self-diagnosing. Until a clinician, a licensed and certified clinician, said to you that you have social anxiety, I don't want to hear you saying you have social anxiety. That's number one. Number two, for a person to have social anxiety, you sure do like to put yourself out there. And it's not even in the most positive way. And I can't imagine how someone with social anxiety would feel comfortable having people purposely perceive them negatively. It's bad enough that they have issues with just existing in the same space as other people, but to have them perceive you negatively based off of what you're doing, not because of some type of false perception that they have of you because they don't know you, that's not the same thing. And that never seemed to be the case. People don't like you, Summer Walker, because you make people not like you. It's as simple as that. You negate yourself. The third issue that I have with her is that she seems to be really ungrateful. And the thing is, it's not just her, but she's, I guess, the segue into my overall example of how I feel about celebrities in general. You have many celebs who are in, these new age celebrities rather, who are in the position that they're in because society pushed them into the forefront. Don't forget that it was people on their phones every day, like you and me, who made them popular, who made them be seen, who gave them the notoriety that they have now. Otherwise, they would be a nobody. They would be nobody relevant, talented or not. And the thing is, we got to a point in society where talent has less and less and less to do with why a person is known, why a person is even considered a celebrity. You have YouTubers and social media public figures and Hollywood celebrities all thrown in the same category now, when I feel like it's not the same. But at the end of the day, a game is a game, however which you gotta play it. There are some people who wish they could just get up on a stage and sing and dance and get paid. And I understand that there is so much more to it than what we see. I get all of that. I'm not saying that no celebrity really deserves to be where they're at. Some really truly don't. But what I'm saying is that in the grand scheme of things, when you have celebrities who complain and just come across as conceited and ungrateful and have an elitist mindset where they think that they are better than other people, that's where I have the issue. You would be nowhere without fans. So for some reason, you have people who like you. Either they like how you look or they actually like you for a talent that you have. You need to be grateful because you have it so simple to make money. And whether or not you have 10 to 15 to 30 people getting a cut of what you make, at the end of the day, it's still more than what the average person makes. You have some people who have the type of jobs where they're barely making $10 or $12 an hour, and here you make money just sitting at home on your phone complaining about stuff. You'll have residual income. Even when you so-called quit, you still make money. There are some people, they couldn't fathom quitting their job. That means they will starve to death and be homeless. That's what that would mean for them. And the thing is, I'm not saying that every celebrity should be, what's the word? I'm not saying every celebrity has to care about the quote-unquote poor man's plight, but just understand that you could be in a different place than where you are, and you should be grateful. I know that if I ever was to come into somebody, the first thing I would do is pay my student loans off. To be honest, the only thing I really want to do in life is to pay off my debt. That's really all I want. I don't need a big house. I don't need a fancy car. I could care less about that. I want these student loans to go away. I want my credit to be good. That's what I want. And that's what I would do if I came into somebody. Not worried about buying Chanel and Birkin bags or having hundreds and hundreds of wigs. I don't care about that. And the thing is that people on social media let you see what they want you to see. And things don't be added up. And as it pertains to Summer Walker, the whole issue is that what she be saying and what she be doing don't be adding up. And my thing is, I'm like, this lifestyle isn't for you. You have some people who also want things so easy. They think that fans are just going to love them no matter what. It's like, yes, you have some people who are considered problematic faves, but even they don't deserve to be given all those chances like that. I don't know why it works for them. Could be white privilege. It could be whatever. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is that what is going to work for somebody else isn't going to work for you. And so There are some people who are not cut out for this life. There are some people who absolutely will make it and be successful. And I can't, you know, really judge their character like that. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. But it's like, is it worth all that? You have some celebrities where they were on the top of the world. They couldn't go to any city without somebody knowing their name. And yet, the pressure was too much. The pressure was too much to be perfect and to constantly put out performances and music and movies and content. It was just too much. They thought it was going to be so easy and simple that they were just going to get up there and do what they love and get paid. It's so much more to that. You have so much of a responsibility to be an example for people. And whether or not you signed up for it, that's how it's going to be. There are things that just come with the territory. That's why, honestly, I don't know why people are so power hungry. It's like, what would you do with that power that'll be actually useful? If you had all of this money, what would you do that would actually be useful? There are some people in the world that have billions and billions of dollars. They can't spend all of that money in one lifetime, even if they tried. It's impossible. There are some people in the world who have so much money, they could buy entire countries if they wanted to. And the thing is that I'm not saying that every celebrity or anybody with money has to automatically be a saving grace and take pity on somebody and make charity with them. I'm not saying everybody has to do that. But just to me, realistically speaking, some of that money has to be given away. It's too much of an imbalance between people who are barely struggling to survive and people who have so much money that they do stupid stuff with it. Like I said, you have people who have nothing else better to do than to develop an addiction for no reason, but they got everything they want. They got the biggest house. They got 10, 15, 20 cars. They got hundreds of fur coats. They wear diamonds all the time, and they still aren't happy. They have the husband or the wife that everybody wants, that everybody thinks is attractive, they still can't find love. I don't feel sorry for these celebrities. I don't. The third example is that I don't feel sorry for politicians. Politicians have so much power to make decisions that affect everybody else. And they are always exempt no matter what happens. And the thing about it is that when you do things that harm other people's interests, that falls on you. Their blood is on your hands. Whether you want to admit it or not, whether it's at the low level, the lower city state level, or the federal level, doesn't matter. It's too many making decisions. It's too few people making decisions for the masses. Truth be told as well, these politicians could care less about the common man's plight. They can't relate. They can't relate. And the thing is that there are too many people who have an interest in the laws being the way that they are. There are laws that exist for a reason. And it's not to help the common everyday man who's paying taxes. It's to help other people. That's how this works. And so when you see politicians who get outed for the bad stuff that they do behind the scenes, I don't feel bad for them. I really don't. My only thing is I wish it happened sooner. Even And the thing about it too is, even if you were a person who had morals, you eventually get corrupted too, because it's the system. And the thing is that as much as I like to help people, I'm still limited in what I would actually be able to do, because there are some things that morally I just would never be comfortable doing. And I don't care how much money somebody is paying me, it's just never going to be right. And at the end of the day, I have to take responsibility for the fact that I made the decision to do something. So it's too much. That's too much responsibility falling on me. I'm good. It's crazy. I guess the fourth group of people that I don't feel sorry for are parents. Most people are not equipped to raise children. They never were equipped to raise children. And they talk about how hard it is. Whoever said it was easy? It is so much responsibility that again falls on you to be a good example. Not to be perfect, but to be a good example. And most can't even do that. It doesn't cost anything to teach your children right from wrong. I don't know why you have some parents who can't understand that. I don't care if you grew up poor. I don't care if you grew up with just a single parent. I don't care what the situation is. That doesn't mean you have to turn out to be a criminal. That doesn't mean that you have to turn out to be uneducated. That doesn't matter. Those were circumstances. What does that got to do with you building some character? Absolutely nothing. I get so tired of having that be an excuse. Even some criminals are not bad people. They just did what they had to do to survive. I don't feel sorry for parents. This is what you signed up for. And it must not be that difficult when you having 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 kids. It can't be that bad. I don't feel sorry for all four of these groups of people. I don't feel sorry for them. I don't. The other thing too I want to, I guess, explore is try to evaluate what even matters anymore. Because the thing about it is that it seemed like when you get a little money or you get a little power, it changes you. And it's not always for the better. Sometimes it brings about habits and ways of thinking that are so detrimental. And to be honest, it's not necessarily our fault. It's just the kind of society that we exist in. And you know what? Someone said something that really struck a chord with me, and everyone is going to have their difference of opinion about it, but it's something to me that I feel is a very valid point. In a way, it's kind of hard to be Christian if you live in America. And the reason why I say that is because when you live in American society, there are so many values that go along with being American that shouldn't align with a Christian faith. Someone who believes in Christianity would have a problem with inequality, would have a problem with violations of human rights, would have a problem with the fact that we have all the resources and you have some people who are still poor. There are some things that you would have an issue with. And it's true. It's like, how can those things align together? It doesn't make any sense. And again, I'm not saying that it's one person's responsibility to change the world. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that some of the things that we believe in and that we hold on to so dearly are not good ideals. They're not good morals. They're not. And when you don't have good morals, it doesn't make you a good person. It's as simple as that. It makes you a very selfish person. You go to other parts. You have some people go to other parts of the world and they think they're better than other people just because they're American. What's so special about being American? There are some countries that have much better societies than we do, and they don't have nearly as much as we do. There are some countries who do so much more with the little that they have. What's our excuse? One of the main things that I really don't understand is how you can be in America and be racist. Everybody of all ethnicities live here. Other countries, they have their nationality. You know, if you're European, Europeans live in Europe. And so it's like, but America welcomes everybody. And I feel like that's how it should be. But again, how can you hate somebody who is in the same country as you? We all don't have no business being here. And that's just historical fact. So the fact that you can walk down the street and talk about you hate somebody and you're in America, that doesn't make sense. It does not make sense. I just, like I said, I don't know if there ever be a time where we all are satisfied. It'll always be something missing. And I would like to be the philosopher and say that there are things that matter in life that money don't have nothing to do with. I would like to say that. But again, if you're in America, that's still another thing that's hard to believe. How can I be happy when I'm financially struggling? How can I be charitable to somebody when I don't have how can I be charitable to the homeless when I don't have an excess of possessions to be able to even give away? How can I be able to advocate for someone who doesn't have rights when I myself have my rights violated every day? How can that possibly work? It's nice in theory, but to actually do it and to actually have a system in place where that is allowed is very difficult. And that doesn't make you a bad person. There are some people that I wish cared, at least, but they don't. And to be honest, that's why it's like, as much as I'm on social media, I have to limit myself because people just get on my nerves. There's just, again, there's this dissatisfaction, and I'm not sure what would fill that void. Sometimes I feel like the happiest people are the people that don't have nothing. They value family more. They value life more. They value just the fact that they're alive and breathing. Yeah, they may be struggling. Yeah, it's all these other kinds of things going on. But yet, they'll find something to be grateful for. And you have some people who, like I said, who align themselves with the Christian faith, who still will act like they're better than somebody. It's some people right in the church who will praise God all Sunday long, but as soon as they leave the church, it's like they won't even speak to anybody on the street. Those two things don't go together. I don't know if the issue is the fact that we're in America trying to be happy. I don't know if we need to be somewhere else, or I don't know if happiness can even be achieved in this lifetime. Maybe the next, maybe the afterlife. I don't know. But it's really difficult to answer that question. What would make us satisfied? I just don't understand how some people can have everything and still don't be happy. How? And the thing is, I haven't had everything I wanted to be able to answer that question. I haven't been on the other side of that fence. You have celebrities who are doing absolute nonsense. You have some celebrities who are deliberately sabotaging their health. I don't understand. You have these rappers who procreate with all of these different women. They got whole families and he acts like they don't even exist. I don't understand what's going on. It's crazy to me. And, you know, me personally, it's like, I don't know, like, I know it's strange to say, but like, and this is just me being honest. There were a lot of things that I thought I wanted. And because I didn't get it, I was able to see that I could live life without it. And it made me wonder if it ever was important at all to begin with. And everybody's life is going to be different. But, you know, like when I think about things like not having a father, I'm almost 30 now. I made it this far without a father. Did I really even need one? I'm not too sure. I made it to 26 and lost a lot of friends along the way. Did I ever really even need them in my life to begin with? I don't know. I spent a lot of years not having money in my pocket. There were times where I had absolutely nothing. But I still was able to make it to the next day. Did having money really be, was that really important? You know, I just question everything now at this point. I question everything. Does it really matter? Love, is love even a real thing? It's a feeling, yes. But is that feeling rooted in ego? Is it rooted in gratification? Or is it just rooted in goodness just off of its own merit? I don't know. It seemed like love requires another person. There's so much that I'm questioning right now, and I know I can't be the only one. And I'm just at a place right now in life where it's not what I wanted, but I'm content. And as long as I'm content, that's good enough for me. Trying to strive for all this extra, it ain't worth it. I don't see myself being happy if I had a career, if I had thousands in my bank account. I honestly don't think I would be happier. I think I would be even more miserable, to be honest. Because for one thing, things change so much. You know, something bad always seems to happen. And it's like, and sometimes I feel like I won't even have enough time to really enjoy it, even if it do happen. And I know that's pessimism, and I know that's unrealistic fear, but seriously. I'm not sure if life would be actually better. To me, that's a perceived notion that really isn't rooted in anything factual. And I think so many people, that's where they mess up. They're so busy thinking that there is something more out there, and it really isn't. And they sabotage every good thing that they have going on in the pursuit of it. I'm like, you're not even in pursuit of something that you know actually exists. But yet you're so willing to go off on the deep end to pursue it anyway. To me, that's not realistic. And I see it happen in relationships. You have people who have somebody that care about them and love them, and what they end up doing is they lie, they cheat on them, all because they think they can find somebody better. They think that everybody they meet is replaceable. What? Everybody is not the same. And then when you lose everything, you burn all those bridges with people, and you try to come back like nothing happened, you wonder why that person no longer cares about you. What did you expect? I just don't understand people's psychology about the things that they do. It doesn't make sense. And like I said, there's some people where it's like they just have everything and it's still not good enough. They still got something to say about somebody else or want to point fingers at what somebody else did or didn't do or criticize them for what they said. Worry about you. Worry about yourself. Because at the end of the day, whether we are poor or rich, we all are going to die one day. That's one thing that is certain. Our life is going to come to an end some kind of way. And the thing is, I want to be satisfied that I tried to be a good person, that I tried to be a good friend, I tried to be a good lover, I tried to be a good neighbor, I tried to be a good Christian. I want to be satisfied that I tried my best. I want people to have more positive things to say about me than negative. That's what I care about. All this other stuff, no matter how poor or how rich I am, I can't take none of this with me. I can't even take my body with me when I go. So it's like, to care so much about having stuff, it's like, it's pointless. You can't even take your body with you when you go. And there are some people who make so much investment in their bodies. You can't take that with you. You can't take that big booty with you when you go, or those Kylie Jenner lips, or those six-pack abs. You can't take that with you. You can't. I'm sorry. You can't take it with you. You can't take all of these chains. You can't take these diamonds. You can't take it with you. And I guess the solution to this is just maneuver in this world the best way you see fit. And as long as nobody has to get thrown under the bus or killed for you to get to what, to get to where you go or to get what you want, then I guess you're doing it the right way. But I don't know if it'll ever be enough. And I really don't know if I will ever have an answer to that. And that's just my thoughts on it. It's interesting. It's a conundrum. And I think philosophers for centuries have thought they've come close to an answer, but still it doesn't account for other things. Just figure out what it means to you to have a good life. What does it mean to you to be happy? And that's your definition of it. It's going to be different from somebody else's, but that doesn't mean that it's wrong. Just live your life the best way you can and do something with your time here. Because it's going to be short. None of us got a lot of time left. Seriously. 2020 is going to be here. There are some people that haven't even made it to the end of 2019. And there are some people who are going to be gone right at the beginning of 2020. Right in the middle of 2020. And there are going to be a lot of folk who ain't going to see the end of 2020. So just keep in mind that somebody's clock is going to run out. And we don't know whose it's going to be. We can't try to prepare for it. We just got to be content within our soul that we did all we could while we were here. And that's really all that should matter. That concludes this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like and subscribe to the podcast on all platforms, the same way it is spelled here. Like and follow the Facebook page so you'll know when episodes are posted, as well as any other notifications and updates that I have to provide. Thank you so much for your continued support, and I will see you in my next one. Bye-bye and so long.